Welcome to America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation.
I'm John Cruz, host and producer of America Outdoors Radio. Our award-winning show is a lot of fun. We talk to a lot of great guests from all over the nation. We talk to experts in the field of fishing and hunting like Will Brantley with Field & Stream magazine, commenting on the decline of turkey populations in parts of the U.S.
You know, there are examples of it throughout the eastern United States, but that seems to be where a lot of the decline is happening, particularly in the southeast and in some areas of the Midwest.
Now, let's be clear. I'm not an expert. I'm an enthusiast. But we talked to lots of experts in the field of fishing and hunting that set me straight. One of those experts is well-known hunting and shooting writer Ron Spomer.
Till last week, I knew one thing. If the moon is full, you may as well go fishing, because those deer aren't going to be out at dawn and dusk like they are the rest of the month. That's right, isn't it?
No, I'm afraid not, John. Right, you're not much of a...
You're killing me, Ron. And that's the premise of your blog. I was so self-assured until I read that.
We do tend to have fun on this show from time to time. And one topic we seem to cover almost every week is fishing.
He's the winner of the 2010 Masters Walleye Circuit. He's also a professional guide. He's guiding in North Dakota at one of America's best-known walleye lakes. Johnny, great to have you on the show today.
Hey, glad to be here.
So, Johnny, why don't you tell our listeners about this very special fishery for walleye at Devil's Lake in North Dakota and how it's changed over the years, because there's been some real changes.
Yeah, there sure has. Devil's Lake is rather unique.
In addition to fishing and hunting, we cover conservation issues too. So, Dr. Wild, it is spreading. The question is, how widespread is elk hoof disease right now?
Well, elk hoof disease, like you said, was first identified in southwest Washington about a decade ago. And now it is found in elk herds across much of the western portion of Washington. And then just recently, as you mentioned, in the Blue Mountains, a little bit farther east in Washington. The disease also occurs over the northern tier of Oregon. And it was just recently diagnosed for the first time in the western part of Idaho.
Take this all together and you've got a taste of the fishing, hunting, and conservation we cover on America Outdoors Radio every week. Do you want to pick up our program for your weekend lineup? You can air it anytime you want from Friday through Sunday. Simply contact our friends at Talk Media Network. They'll get you started. That's Talk Media Network. And if you have questions for me, go to our website. You'll find it at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and shoot me an email through there. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. And we look forward to sharing the outdoors with the listeners of your station.